GM and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we're diving into an unsettling revelation in the DeFi space, a potential game changer in the ETF market, and a heavyweight face-off between two financial titans. Buckle up. First, let's unpack the latest saga in the DeFi underworld. World Liberty Financial, the DeFi project famously backed by the Trump family, is in hot water after its shady financial maneuvers came to light. The project borrowed $75 million from Dolomite, a lending platform co-founded by its own CTO, Corey Kaplan. How did they do it? By using nearly $5 billion of their own LFI tokens as collateral. Now, I don't have to tell you how risky it is to use your own token as collateral on a platform your CTO built. It feels like borrowing money from your own piggy bank, then smashing it to pieces. Predictably, the market reacted. WLFI has nosedived to a dismal 8 cents, shedding a staggering 82% since its peak last September. Retail investors are left clutching the bag, while the team appears to be playing a game of musical chairs with liquidity. If the Trump family aims to make America great again, they might start by not imploding their community's trust. The situation underscores the need for rigorous due diligence. Builders, let this be a lesson. Transparency isn't just a buzzword, it's a lifeline. On a more optimistic note, let's move on to the ETF world, where Bitwise and Morgan Stanley are making waves. Bitwise just filed a Form 8A for its Hyperliquid ETF, suggesting a launch is on the horizon. The filing includes all the necessary details, from the ticker BHYP to a 0.67% management fee on NYSE Arca. Bloomberg's Eric Balchunas, a well-respected ETF analyst, sees this as a sure sign that the ETF's debut is imminent. For builders, a new ETF means more institutional interest, which translates to more liquidity and potentially broader adoption of crypto assets. And speaking of ETFs, Morgan Stanley just threw down the gauntlet with its new Bitcoin ETF, MSBT. They've entered the ring with a management fee of 0.14%, undercutting BlackRock's IBIT by nearly half. The launch on NYSE Arca marks the first spot Bitcoin ETF under a major U.S. bank's brand. Analysts are already hyping its first-day performance as top-tier, suggesting it could reach $5 billion in assets under management within the year. This development is not just a shot across BlackRock's bow. It signals that traditional finance is integrating deeper into the crypto ecosystem. For job seekers, this could mean increased opportunities in crypto-specific roles at established financial institutions. Keep an eye out for positions that blend traditional finance expertise with crypto innovation. In closing, today's headlines underline the dual nature of crypto: high risk, high reward. The DeFi debacle warns of the perils of financial engineering gone awry, while the ETF race hints at a maturing market with real staying power. For builders and job seekers, it's a reminder that the crypto landscape is evolving, offering both cautionary tales and groundbreaking opportunities. Until tomorrow, keep your wits as sharp as your code. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.